Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank WeTalk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in WeTalk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, the difference between loving and being in love with someone. It is said that a person can love someone and not be in love with that person. Is being in love a metaphor or designation representing deep feelings of attachment, intimacy, and the desire for a relationship that is not of a platonic nature. What is the difference between loving someone and being in love with someone? What does it mean when someone tells you that they love you, but they are not in love with you? Webster's Dictionary definition of the word love says a strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties. Maternal love for a child of that nature. So attraction based on a sexual desire, affection, and tenderness felt by lovers. Affection based on admiration, benevolence, or common interests. Love for his old schoolmates. Like you love it on the street, you love your homies, hopefully. So an assurance of affection gave her my love. So a warm attachment, enthusiasm, or devotion, love of the sea. So you can love things, people, places, and things, basically. The object of attachment, devotion, admiration. Baseball was his first love. That's a metaphor, right? It's real, but it's, you know. Actually, it's not a metaphor. It's real, but it's a different way of using the word. A beloved person, a darling, often used as a term of endearment. So it goes on, you know, unselfish, loyal, benevolent, concerned for the good of another. So the difference between being in love and loving someone, I've failed to get the author of this here, but I thought it was interesting because of the way they viewed it. Loving someone and being in love may seem like a similar emotion, but they are night and day in so many ways. But what are those differences? For one, when you love someone, you might support their passions. You support the things they're passionate about and hope for the best. But to be in love with them means something different. You don't just back them up, but you admire them for their passion so much so that in many ways, you desire their passions as much as they do. You find yourself just as motivated. When you love someone, you share your thoughts with them. But when you're in love with them, you share your thoughts, not just to share your thoughts, but to share theirs too. You feel them ever you go in every place, person, and knowable thing. So that person is just everywhere. To love someone is to feel safe in their embrace. To be in love with them means not just feeling safe, but desiring that embrace all the time. You feel that desire to physically express yourself in ways that seem maddening at times. Now, Ms. Lisa Firestone, PhD from Psychology Today, says, too often we think of love as an almost passive state of being as opposed to a conscious choice we make. When we regard love as something we simply fall into, we can easily slip into routines with the person we value or lose a sense of separateness and respect. Instead, we view that person as a part of us. We then run the risk of creating a fantasy bond, an illusion of fusion in which real feelings of fondness and attraction are replaced by the form of being in a relationship. In other words, we come to see ourselves and our partner as a single unit. We then fall into roles rather than appreciating each other as individuals and experiencing the exciting, loving feeling that results. A fantasy bond offers a false sense of security, the illusion that we are no longer alone. However, when we connect to someone in this way, we lose our sense of vitality and we give up significant aspects of our relationship. The behavioral operations of love are replaced with a fantasy of being in love, which does not nurture either partner. So, provocative thought comment. Love is an emotion, a deep, strong feeling of affection you have for someone. There appears to be at least one thing different about the feeling you express for the person you are in love with. You can love anybody, male, female, relative, children, nephew, niece, grandparent, young, old, rich, poor, black, white, Latino, Asian, Indian, and even things. But you cannot be in love with anybody like your sibling, mother, father, grandparent, children, or at least it's not customary to. That's another show. That being said, being in love with someone is reserved for a person you have a deep romantic interest or non-platonic interest in. The person you are in love with is a mate or potential mate. Not all mates are persons that you are in love with or even love. The affection expressed toward a person you are in love with is similar but different because pre-sexual behavior, thinking, and contact, kissing in the mouth, tongue kissing, petting, or touching the perceived erogenous zones is anticipated. Arousal, sexual intimacy, and bonding are acceptable. It is not that you love them more or less, but the love is expressed that makes, but how the love is expressed that makes the difference. The I'm in love with you tells you that the person is emotionally hooked, at least at this particular moment. Deba Anopo, PhD, says speaks on love without limits. She's from Psychology Today, too. Says, what is love and what is it? Love is a force of nature, however much we may want to, we cannot command, demand, or take away love any more than we can command the moon and the stars and the wind and the rain to come and go according to your whims. We may have some limited ability to change the weather, but we do so at the risk of upsetting the ecological balance we don't fully understand. Similarly, we can stage a seduction or mount a courtship, but the result is more likely to be infatuation or two illusions dancing together than love. Love is bigger than you are. You can invite love, but you cannot dictate how love, when and where love expresses itself. You can choose to surrender to love or not, but in the end, love strikes like lightning, unpredictable and irrefutable. You can even find yourself loving people you don't like at all. Love does not come with conditions, stipulations, addenda, or codes. Like the sun, love radiates independently of our fears and desires. Love is inherently free. It cannot be bought, sold, or traded. You cannot make someone love you, nor can you prevent it. Not for any amount of money. Love cannot be imprisoned, nor can it be legislated. Love is not, that's interesting. That would account for some other things that happen. Okay. Love is not a substance, not a commodity, not even a marketable power source. Love has no territory, no boundaries, no quantifiable mass or energy output. So he says, goes on to say you can buy sex partners, even marriage partners. You know, I guess people buy the brides, pay for brides over the internet, or in certain customs they do things like that with the dowry and things like that. She says, marriage is a part of it's about contracts. We have the prenuptial agreement, the dowry, and things like that. And, you know, you can buy partners and stuff like that. He says, you have sexual stimulation and gratification can certainly be bought and sold. So one can also buy loyalty. And I wonder if that's not real loyalty, because loyalty, I don't think you can buy that, you know, but you can buy people to do things for you, which is kind of like loyalty. Because if you bought them, somebody else can buy them. We have a caller on 5800. Welcome to Provocative Thought. Hello? Yes. Hello? I can't hear you. 5800, there's a disconnecting or wire or something there. Hello? You want to try to call back? Because you have a bad connection. I'll look for your number. One cannot buy loyalty, companionship, attention, and perhaps even one can buy loyalty, companionship, attention, and perhaps even compassion, but love itself cannot be bought. So this author is saying love cannot be turned on as a reward. 5800, welcome to Provocative Thought.
You hit one?
Yeah, I'm got you. Now you're off. Okay. Hopefully he'll call back. I don't know what's happening there. Okay, so far, you know, I know of, I've heard of people saying, you know, that they love someone, but they're not in love with them, you know, so. The question from Provocative Thought is it a metaphor for a type of relationship in terms of the platonic nature of the relationship or non-platonic nature the relationship? Would it be appropriate to say that you're in love with your child or you love your child in that sense? We're going to try this one more time. 5800, welcome to Provocative Thought. How you doing?
Hey, brother,
Carl.
Hey,
how you
man,
doing?
Listen, I'm doing well, brother, but I just tuned in. I was having some phone difficulty, so I really just want to listen, man. I don't have much to, you know, comment. I just picked up the phone.
Okay. So the topic for the night is what is the difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody?
Oh, that's a good topic.
Yeah. We're talking about love, you know, what love is, and, you know, if it's a distance, we're not saying that it's one or the other. For some people, it may be two different, completely different things. And for other people, from my conversations, there's no need for the I'm in love with you aspect of the loving in terms of your partner. There's no need for that part. You just love them, and it's expressed differently than it would be with their sibling or mother or father or somebody. That the nature of the relationship is different. So it basically means the same thing to some people when they say I love you. It's equivalent to saying I'm in love with you. It's no different, you know, in that expression. So love cannot be turned into. Right, you know. So it depends on how you want to use the term, what you feel comfortable with, and how you feel you want to express yourself. Seems like it's a matter of expression because different people express that term differently, you know. But even for those who do not use that term, as I opened up, and what does it mean when someone you're in a relationship with that you know loves you says I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. And I had that conversation with a couple of people. And basically that amounts to that your relationship is walking out the door or going downhill. That's not a good point that a person that you're in a relationship says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Because that means something. And whether you use that term, I'm not in love with you or not, that has to raise your antennas about the nature of the relationship that you may be in, and what the status of that relationship might have become at the point when they say, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. That means it's something that used to exist, at least, it's not there anymore. You know, so.
I wanted to listen, but I understand the topic, and I can add a comment. I don't, you know, how I feel about it or what my thought is. So when I express to somebody I love them, I mean that I have a natural concern and a natural, because I'll tell you, brother, that I love you, and things like that. So I have a natural concern for them, a natural concern for their well-being, and a natural concern and an authentic concern for their well-being.
Right.
Not just natural, but an authentic concern and an authentic care and concern for them.
Oh, Dad,
when I say I'm in love with someone, that means there's been a spiritual connection. The soul has made a connection.
Ronnie, you go.
The soul has made a connection. And that's how it looked for me. So sometimes we feel our soul has made a connection. So we say, like, it would be for me to a woman or for me to my daughter. Like, I tell my daughter, you know, I love you. But that's because my soul is connected to her soul. So I could say to my daughter, I am in love with you. It won't be the same expression as I would to a mate, a soul mate, meaning a woman. But my soul is also connected to my offspring. So I can tell my daughter, I am in love with you, because my soul is connected to you. When I say I'm in love with a mate and I thought someone was my soul mate, and then you discover they are not your soul mate, because it's not an offspring, you say, I'm no longer in love with you. My soul has left this. It's not soulful anymore. It's just, I still have your concern. I still have an authentic concern for your well-being. I still have an authentic care and need for your presence at times. But my soul does not crave to be next to your soul. And I think that's how it feels for me. You know, I even think in that respect, you know, that we should take a look at who we acknowledge that we love for in an authentic way, where we just randomly say to our friends, yo, man, I love you, man, but you don't have an authentic concern for him. If you saw him without money and you had money, would you give him money so he could live a little better, whether he buy food or pay his rent? And if you won't, then you should not commit that you love that person.
Okay.
So that's my, you know. Yeah, I'm sorry, brother.
So you're saying it denotes a deep connection that you have with somebody. Right?
Yeah.
And being in love.
An authentic, yeah. Love you is like, brother, honestly, man, I can say to you, yo, man, I love you, man. And that's because we have a relationship, a friendship. I would definitely want concern for you to be in the best regard. I could not ignore you if you was going through something. So, therefore, I love you.
Right.
There's no way, Brother Carlton, that I could see you going through hurt and I could ignore you.
Right.
Or I would not feel pain with you. So, therefore, I say, yo, man, I love you, man. There's a connection between me and you. Where if I saw you in pain, it would cause me discomfort.
Right.
Authentically. Not just a little bit, authentic. And I think that constitutes the love for each other, like brotherly love. Now, I'm in love with you. I'm in love, me. My soul earns for your soul. I look past how you look. I go past of all your faults. It's a soul connect to my soul. That's what it is for me.
Right. So is the in love, could that a term you use with a male?
A son, for me, a son. Brotherly love, I think, is about as close as I can get to saying in love with my brother. I can say, yo, man, you know, I got that brotherly love for you, man. That means I recognize him as a brother because we soul connect. So it's like, yo, man, you know you're my brother, man. And I give him that brotherly hug. And inside that, we know that's brotherly love. I just said that's brotherly love, you know. There is a soulful connection, but it's not the same as it could be for, because I can't take him for a mate, you know, and he's not blood. So I can't be in love with him because I can't take him for a mate, you know.
Right. Okay, so you're saying it's a flexible term.
Yeah. In love is strictly.
And it has its limits.
In love. It has, well, I wouldn't say it has its limits, because nowadays we see people that's not heterosexual anymore in love with same gender, And, you know, I'm a straight male, but I will say this. I believe that their souls really do love each other, and they have looked past the physical part and only connect to the soul. But for some of us more traditional guys, we do mind, body, and soul. We have to love your body. We have to love your mind and your soul. For others, they can just love the soul, and regardless if the body is the same type of body. I have not yet been able to love a body that looks like mine. So, but I would say that, you know, that even inside of the gay and lesbian community, I understand that they say they love each other. They've decided to have soulmates with each other. I haven't, right. I don't understand it, but I can deal with it. I realize what.
Right. They can be in love. You can be in love and be gay.
Yeah,
right. You can
sure.
express being in love with somebody and be gay.
Yeah,
right.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
I would agree.
I mean,
that.
They do. I mean, it's a fact. They do that. I mean, that is done.
Yes. And I understand.
Not that
I
they
don't...
can do it. It's real.
Yeah. And I do understand that two people can be in love because it's a soulful thing. If we're talking about love being a soulful thing, we talk about soulmates. And, you know, especially if you understand a little bit deeper with the people born after 2000. That generation right there, you know, they came in this planet and they know what they want and they don't care about how I look to nobody else. You know, that's what they do. And, you know, once you start to understand that, you know, us old guys like me born in the 60s, you know, you have to, you know, take a look at all your beliefs. Stay true to my beliefs, but I don't try to put them on somebody else. I stay true to them myself. I just don't try to dump them on the next person. So love to me is what I feel for my child. In love, I'm with my child, particularly my children. You know, I'm in love with my children more than I am with anyone.
Right.
You know, so if people say you can't say you're in love with your children, then I would say if you can't say you're in love with your children, you can't say you're in love with anyone.
Well, I don't know if anybody's saying that you can't, what you can't do. But, you know, like you're saying, like you use the word the way you, like some people don't use being in love. You understand what I'm saying? Some people just tell you, I love you. And that has the same connotation as you saying being in love. It has the same strength. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what they use.
Well,
that's
sure.
the way they express it.
Right. I understand what you're saying. So are you saying that should it be taken if you confess your love to someone but don't say I'm in love with you, that is a substandard love?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, too. Depends on who you are. You know what I'm saying? If being in love
right.
is the term, the expectation you need to hear from somebody to say that they love you deeply, you know, deep down in their soul, right, to their last breath, right? If you need to hear that, then you might not hear a person who says, I love you. You might not get that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But what
right.
we need to understand is that everybody that does not express use that term the same way. Like being in love, like as far as I've been researching it, that's usually reserved for a mate. You be in love with your mate, and you love everything. You can love anything and everything. Things, people, places, and things. You can love anything, but being in love is a kind of like a romantic kind of like deep kind of thing that you have with your mate or a potential mate. Because not all mates are people that you love or are being in love with. And I don't want to get into that particularly, but we know that people don't love everybody that they mate with, they have sexual intercourse with, or have relationships with. So in that sense. So, you know, you just said, but you know, if you're in a relationship and, you know, someone tells you, I love you, whether you use the term or not, when you hear somebody say, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, whether you use that term or not, you know, red flag should go off. You know what I'm saying? Antennas go up, light bulb go off, something, because that means something that was there or is not there or something was never there. You know what I mean? That you might have anticipated being there. Right?
Yeah. Would it be fair to say then, under some circumstances and some people's point of view, if I say I love you, that means I can do without you. I can still live without you. And if I say I'm in love with you, it means I cannot see myself living without you. Does that, would you adhere to that?
It could mean that for some people. That's what I'm saying. It could mean that for some people.
Okay.
But for some people, when they say I love you, that's that. That is being in love with. That is that love.
That's a very
deep, strong bond. It's not how deep. That's not how deep. That is how deep it is. Not how deep it goes. That's how deep it is. When they say I love you, that's strong.
It's one and the same. So I love you to them
right.
Is I am in love with you.
Yeah, it's being in love, and I love you. Right.
So then there's the age-old question, bro. That brings us in.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Brings us to the age-old question, brother. What is love?
Hey, I just been reading what love is. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I missed that part. Yeah.
You know,
okay,
I guess the thing might be.
I don't want you to do it. I don't want you to do it over on my behalf. But yeah, I missed
right.
that. Thank you. All right.
Yeah,
all
this.
Right.
There's more. I mean, there's more. But I guess the thing is, how do people express love? What is the expectation from a person that they love? And what is the difference between the expectation from a person that they love and another person and the person that they're romantically involved with? You know, from reading about love, the only difference is the physical sexual relationship itself. That's different. You're not expressing yourself sexually with your brothers and sisters and your children. I'm saying it's not culturally or morally and ethically acceptable, and at least in the culture that I understand. But I'm not saying that doesn't happen.
So can we say to each other or agree or disagree that?
Hello?
Or is love love? Period. Yeah, can we say to each other that there are different levels of love?
Oh, you can say what you want to say about it. If you have different levels of love, that's what it is. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? If you I love him a little bit, I love her a little bit, I love her a lot. I mean, we say that sometimes. I really like him. I like this team, but I really like this team. You know what I'm saying? The Golden Spurs or whoever. You know what I'm saying? I love them, but I like lost the Lakers, but I love the Spurs. You know what I'm saying? I love both of them, but I love them more. You know? It may be this level. I don't know.
I have to listen to you explain your research on what love is because I tend to disagree. I think some people use the word love too loosely. They may need to, substitute the word for another word, infatuated, deeply concerned, or something. But I think love is, love needs to be held to a standard in itself. We need to hold the word to a standard. The usage of the word should be done to a standard. It shouldn't be a word that is easily tossed around and used in vain. It should be a word that's considered before spoken. You know, if I'm in a relationship with a woman and she tells me she loves me, to me, the word should not be loosely thrown around, and that's where expectations will be built. You said that you love me. And if there is not a clear line on what constitutes love, then we don't know what to expect when someone says it.
For that person. And you. Because look, we got people that say they love each other, but they're swingers, right?
Yeah.
They're right. We have people with open marriages. They're married. They say they love each other. They have open, so-called open marriages, right?
Yeah.
So are they not in love with each other? They don't have deep feelings for each other? Or what are you saying?
I don't know. I've been in love with a woman, and when I was in love with a woman, I didn't want nobody else touching her. So I don't know what the other man would be thinking of when he said it. I don't know how he references that word when he can stand to either look or know that someone else is touching the woman that he loves.
Or vice versa,
I don't know
right?
how he references the word, or vice versa.
Yeah.
So, because with my definition, when I said I was in love with a woman, I couldn't stand the thought, not alone justify it or say it or agree to let it be a okay thing, you know?
Right.
And I don't know the answers to, you know, the questions that we pose. I just have what's my opinion and, you know, what how I foresee it. I know that
right.
I don't tell every woman I've ever dated I love them. And I know I don't go around telling people I love them that I don't love.
Right.
And the people that I tell I love you too, I would go to very far lengths for their safety, for their well-doing,
right?
For their direct people that I know in their life, I would even extend myself for their well-doing. If I
right.
tell you I love you, that means if I see your mother, your brother, your sister, or anybody else that I know or have met through you that's of that stature to you, I would extend myself to far reaches to make sure they're okay because I know it would affect you. I will not
right.
tell you if I love you if I could walk past you hungry. I will not tell
right.
you I love you if I could walk past and see you getting beat. I will not
right.
tell you I love you if I wouldn't open my door for you in the middle of the night and welcome you to come sleep in my living room. I would not
right.
say I love you to anyone that I wouldn't extend those things to. That's why I say
right.
we should not use the word loosely, because when I tell you I love you and you knock on my door at midnight, I don't fear you, brother. And I open my door and turn my back and tell you to come in.
Right.
And that's people I love. Others,
right.
well, I may care about you. I may like you. And, yeah, man, I wish you well. But that's not the same thing to me.
Right.
That's not the same thing to me, you know.
Right.
In love with somebody, I'll lay my life down for, brother.
Right.
If I'm in love with you, I'll give my life for you. Now, I won't give my life for my friend that I love because
right.
I'm in love with someone else that I owe my life to.
Right. Okay.
But if I'm in
right.
love with you, I will give my life down for you.
Right. Okay. And there's some people who do that with the people that they love. That's what I'm. That's the point I'm making here.
It's, oh, yeah.
Even though
I mean,
a lot of people are, some people are saying there's a big difference between love and being in love. There are people that I've spoken to that love is that thing. It's that same kind of thing.
You know something, man? You just woke me up because you used another word that I was not using. And you used the word being, B-E-I-N-G. That
right.
that does make a difference. Now we have another game in town because that makes a very serious difference when you say being in love. Because being is also an action word or a noun. Like you're a human being. It's an action. It's what you're being.
Right.
So,
right.
It's for me to enter.
Hello.
If we're talking about love, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
now,
listening. I hear you.
Now, if I'm
how you're being,
you know,
that's right. How you're existing, how you living,
yeah.
right? How you are
right,
carrying
right,
out
right.
this thing, right?
Yes, sir. Now, okay. So I need to say no more. You understand completely.
Oh yeah, I understand
right,
that. But I understand. I understand all of it. You gotta understand that they're words, but the meaning to each individual don't have to be the same. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. No, that I agree 100%. They won't. And most words work that way.
Right.
Most words work that way. Not just the word love. Most words work that way. That's why we have so many different interpretations of the good book, the Bible. Because the
right.
words inside, different meanings to different people.
Right.
Me and one of my students was talking today, and he mentioned to me how people hear good quotes and take them under, what'd you say?
Take them out of context
because the words mean something to them that was originally not meant when a quote was written.
Right.
Yeah. That's a big
exactly.
deal.
Right. Because words
that's
have probably, more than one, have meaning. You know?
Yeah.
Words
and
have
words
meaning,
are responsible
so.
For wars. Yeah. We get that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But
that's
even if you don't use the term being in love yourself, if someone told you that they loved you, but they're not in love with you, you would know that that meant something else. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the point
you
I'm making.
What,
whether you use it,
you
whether you use that for yourself or not, you will know that meant something.
You know what I'm curious? I'm curious to know our response and how we understand love as grown men. I wonder how it relates to a younger person. So I wonder what a younger person would say, a teenager would say, if you ask them, what's the difference between loving someone and being in love with someone? Because once you've reached our age, we have experiences in love. And I wonder what would it be like for someone who don't have, and let's say we have good and bad experiences, which may taint or enhance our understanding of what love is.
Right.
So I wonder if we ask the child who have no experiences, bad or good, what love is.
Which child is that? how young you going? How young you going for
teenager,
that kid?
A teenager, 16 years old.
They having kids now, man. At that age, you know what I'm 15, saying? And multiple sex partners 15, and friends 16. And kids.
And that's why I bring it up, because those would be the people that may be a little bit more mistaken about the word.
Right. And I spoke about that briefly from a psychiatrist's point of view in the beginning, how they think that it means basically, she talked about you being enmeshed with somebody else, over-identifying with someone else because you love them so much. You're in love with them that their thoughts you become a part of what they're thinking, and, you know, you're still, no matter how you look at it, you're still two people, and you're sharing, y'all have two different experiences up to that point that you meet, and after that point, you're going to have different experiences. You're going to share life together. You're never going to be one. That's a metaphor for being together, like a baseball team is one team, things like that. But you never become one entity. You know what I'm saying? So you are always two people sharing. And that's the thing that the psychiatrist is making a point that we should never lose focus of that you are a separate entity, and that you are sharing life together with each other. You know what I'm saying? And it said that some people, kind of get caught up in that. And then she called that fantasy love, fantasy of being in love. She said fantasy bomb offers a false sense of security, the illusion that we are no longer alone. However, we connect to someone in this way, we lose our sense of vitality, we give up significant aspects of our relationship. The behavioral operations of love are replaced with a fantasy of being in love, which does not nurture either partner. So she's saying, when we fall into our roles rather than appreciating each other as individuals and experiencing the exciting, loving feelings that are a result of two individuals sharing life, together. You have to be careful. You don't become too enmeshed in somebody else's, being, because you are you, and they are who they are. You don't want to take that from anybody, their individuality. That's what brought you, brought them close to you in the first place, right? So she was saying you gotta be careful, that's kind of like that. Seen the movies where the person is just in love, they don't know, they just there, bam. That's a fantasy bond, I think what's the word for that? It's called infatuation and things like that,
Infatuation,
Right. And infatuation that's a pretty strong bond too, though. I mean, you can be infatuated, that could be very strong.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe that turns.
Yeah, infatuated is to be similar to what you just spoke about. In my way of thinking, if you break the word down, innuated is to be brought together.
Right.
So, I, yeah, I, get that. So, yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I just very cautious of people who misuse the word love. I think a good way to also talk about this is the misuse of the word love then, if we're going to be, you know, talking about it, because there's a misuse of the word. So we say to some people it means this, and some people it means that. Are we talking about that there are many people who misuse the word love?
Oh, yeah, you can talk about anything you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have a different understanding. Maybe they don't even mean love. They just use it to get what they want, because that word may in other people motivate them to do certain things, to behave a particular way for you once you tell somebody that you love them. You understand what I'm saying? It may turn that switch on to that person. You feel me?
Yes.
So in order to get you to do what I want you to do, I tell you I love you. Right? Mm-hmm. So now I take the relationship to another level, a higher level, which it's not. But that's called being deceptive. You know,
so
sometimes people deceive themselves. Go ahead.
So that brings this to a different understanding to me. If we separate the word love as a word to the word love as an emotion, and we don't talk about the word love, but we talk about the emotion of love. So we don't talk about the word, but we talk about the act of love, the act of emotion of love. That's a better, you know, that's more clear, because now it's not what you say that determines your love, but now it's what you do.
Oh, it always is what you do, but even that can be false. What behavior can be false? That's not. Speech can be false. Behavior can be false. People get married and people don't love them.
Yeah, well, we know. Well, you know, people get married for more than just love these days, but.
Right. But they may say it's love.
But.
And they behave. They might behave like it's love.
They might behave like it's love. But in the end, you can't hide a love behavior, because love has been defined with other words, like it is not prejudice, it is not jealous, love is not hateful, love is not this, it's not that. It's been laid out of everything love is not. So we might not know what love is, but we know when somebody not acting like they love us. We can feel that. We can feel that a mile away. You don't love me.
And you know what? The sad part about that is that doesn't stop the relationship, though. That doesn't end the relationship all the time. Just because you know somebody doesn't love you, that doesn't end the relationship. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's how strong that emotion is. You're talking about that feeling.
You're talking about that feeling now.
Yeah.
You're talking about that feeling.
Wasn't in it.
So if I take it back to the strongest person who I feel love for on a daily basis, is the person that's closest to me on a daily basis, is my daughter. And because of the bond and the visual sight every day and a connection every day. Like, she's in the car with me now. Can you get off the phone, Daddy? Because of that, it's only an action word. It's always understanding. It's always giving. It's always caring. If I could say to someone, you or the brothers and sisters that's listening, if I've ever been confused on what love is, there's no confusion now because of the way I interact with my daughter. I know what I cannot do and profess my love. I know I cannot be angry. I cannot be upset. I cannot be hating. I cannot be judgmental. I cannot be all these other things if I truly love her. And you know, I really understand what love is as an action. I really understand it.
Okay, I think it's a serious word, a serious emotion, a serious type of behavior. Myself, you know, since we, you know, personally, I think that's very. If somebody says that's some serious stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's like you in the, you in the major leagues. You're in the Super Bowl of emotions. You know what I mean?
Super Bowl of emotions.
Yeah.
Hey, Brother Carlton, you know what? I may use that. I may use that when I talk to some other people about love. I kind of like the ring to that. But, you know, man, I enjoy my time with you as always. I have to hang up and, you know, spend some family time with my loved ones.
All right, brother. Brother Art, always nice.
All right, brother.
All right, thanks for calling it.
All right, thank you, brother. Peace.
All right, peace out. Okay, so that was Brother Art. I'm 036. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Carlton?
What's up, Q?
This is Q. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yup, loud and clear.
How you doing, Brother Carlton?
All right, how you doing?
Okay. I agree with what you were saying about it means different things to different people. And what you were saying about not using that particular phrase, that terminology of being in love, I'm from that school. I don't usually have that kind of conversation of being in love.
Right.
When I say I love someone, that means I'm telling her that, you know, I'm saying that, but
right.
Not exactly with those words.
But right.
Like you were saying about the family thing, you know, I love my family members and certain friends. I love them and everything like that. And in certain relationship sides, you know, I love them. But the whole being in love, to me, that means kind of like what Art was saying about having that deep care for someone. And like the people who I love, who are my family members,
mm-hmm.
I can love them and I don't really anticipate seeing them that often, you know.
Right.
Some of them. But the person that I am in love with, I plan to spend every day, or not every day, the maximum amount of days that I can with that person, the maximum amount of time.
Right. That being a who would that person be? What is the nature of that relationship of that person you're talking about?
That is my woman. My
right.
You know, significant other, all of that.
Right.
So yeah,
right.
It feels uncomfortable.
That's what you just said, right?
With that person.
Right. Being in love means putting them first. Right.
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 Right. And it feels uncomfortable when I'm not with that person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if
uh-huh.
I'm asleep here and waking up in the morning, that person's not there. That's not a good feeling, you know. I miss that person. You know, I want that person to be there. I come home.
Right, needing them around. Right? You need them around. Being in love means need them to be where you are, where they are happy, right?
Right, right.
Right.
Something good happens, right. That's the first person that comes to mind. I want to share that with that person.
Right.
You know, that's what the whole being in love thing means to me.
All right, so the being in love is relationship oriented, directed, driven,
yes.
Type of thing for you. Right.
Yes.
All right. Right. That's what it is. That's what it seems like. The only difference it is about being in love, in terms of the way that I've, until Art, he said he could be in love with his child also.
Yeah, I'm not from that school.
Right. Well, that's what he. That's how he used the term. Everybody don't use.
That's what he used.
Everybody don't use words the same way nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. That's what I. That's what I'm saying. That's his school. I'm from a different school.
Right. Right. That was a different take on being in love, from what I've been hearing and reading. So you know.
Right.
So that thing, that being in love with somebody, that's like that rush you get, you know, like they talk about you, I'm in love. You see the movies, the fluttering and things like that. You know, that's all being in love. But it's also a resemblance of infatuation on stuff.
Yeah.
You know. So, I mean, it's interesting. You know, people have different takes on that word itself. And as I was saying, and like if you're in love with somebody and they told you, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, what would that mean to you?
I'm in love, but she's not in love.
Yeah, you, whatever you are, but they tell you, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. What's that mean to you?
That means I'm... I would want them to be in love with me. I would,
well, that, let me ask you this. Is that a good thing, bad thing? That's not a good thing.
That would not be a good thing. Yes.
Well, okay, right. It wouldn't be a good thing to me either.
That's the way things are, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, it happens. Yeah, it happens. Now, I'm not saying it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen, but I'm just saying... Whether you subscribe to the term of being in love, because I personally think to love somebody is enough for me. I don't have to describe it as anything else, because the nature of the relationship is going to dictate all that other stuff between being a person that I'm in a male female type of relationship with. So, but I don't have to tell you that I'm in love with you. But you know, if I'm not in love with you anymore, I'm just going to tell you I don't love you anymore, you know. I would say that, you know what I'm saying? Not that I love you and you know, I still care about you, you know, because the loving thing, I'm assuming that means I love you, I still care about you, I want you to do well, you know, and things like that. But I'm not emotionally attached to you romantically anymore. I don't feel that anymore. That's what it sounds like it means to me. What do you think about that?
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like. Yeah, so that's what I was saying, you know, about that. You know, different people have different interpretations of the uses of the word love. And that thing about being in love is really just another interpretation or usage of the word love when it comes to relationships. You know what I'm saying? That's what it appears to be to me from just, you know, asking questions and, you know, doing a little bit of research, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not that you don't care about the person all the time. It's just it's, you know, hey, that's not the person you need to go to for physical, emotional, or sexual intimacy. You might need to go somewhere else. Or maybe you can go see that person for physical, sexual, emotional intimacy, but it's not going to be, you know, 100%. You might be getting 50% now, even 60% of that, you know, of that person. Your time might be limited. Okay. Well, we got 96 seconds left. I want to thank all callers for calling in, all listeners for listening to the show today. I want to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host the show. I want to particularly thank Brother Art and Q for calling in. And I want you guys to tune in next week for our next show. Hope that you guys know that you can download the show on the internet. Listen to the shows. Thank you very much. See you next week.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised.
There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.